Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not to be with you. Ooh, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday again. Great idea. Makes it hard to talk. You know, I feel so bad. It's like, just let it go and let Randy sing to it.
Oh, this is my jam. I taught Samson this song when he was like 2. So it was like, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oopsie!
This hour of the midday show, the noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. Some Father's Day conversation. We got a couple messages from our kids coming up in 20 minutes. U.S. Open leaderboard. We'll get back into softball gate at 12:40, as well as play some Sports Jeopardy also. So jam-packed 12 o'clock
hour. Yeah, real quick before we get to the NFL. Obviously the NBA finals is tonight, game 4. But Russell Westbrook has declined his $3.4 million player option for Denver. Played his role perfect. Last year in Denver.
For the most part.
Yeah, he still had his Russ moments.
Right.
The energy guy.
Yeah.
And him and Joker and everything like that. And
so they just became too reliant on him, I think, down the stretch. And you know what I mean?
And so now that I think he ends up resigning probably.
It seems like a good fit.
You think he'll come here?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
But that's not the question that I asked you.
I know.
Would you take him?
Would I take Russell Westbrook for the Atlanta Hawks in a 6-man role?
That's what he is now.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Yeah, me too.
But Russ ain't coming to Atlanta to play some 6-man.
Nope.
Russ coming here to be the guy.
Oh, no.
Russ is not the guy. No, Russ is going.
The Russ being the guy
Russ
days
is going
to
come here. Oh, not mentally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
Not mentally.
Trust me. I watched a lot of those fourth quarter possessions in the playoffs.
No.
Russ still believes he's the man.
Russ still thinks he's the man.
The biggest shock of the playoffs so far, even more than the Pacers doing what they did to me in game 3, was Russell Westbrook making the right play and passing
it to Aaron Gordon
for the game-winning shot in game 1 against the Thunder of their second round series.
Yeah.
Still the shock of the playoffs.
Yes.
Because he had plenty of time to do something wild.
Especially how he hit that fast dribble out. Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Russ about to mess up. Russ about to go all the way by himself and clank it.
Russ is about to go Russ.
Yeah. We thought about that.
But. It does seem to me like, though, if I'm him, like, I guess you decline that because you feel like you can probably get more. And I think he probably can.
Probably.
Like, I think he, if that's the role that he's going to be in, Russ coming off your bench, giving you a spark, that's more valuable than $4 million, I would think, in this NBA where everybody gets paid like crazy. So I don't know. I don't know if he goes back there. I would love it if they could find a way. I mean, Russell Westbrook, firepower off the bench.
Right.
Veteran in the locker room kind of stuff, but seems unlikely.
I just saw a picture on Bleacher Report. It's a jersey swap between Messi and Patrick Mahomes. Who do you think keeps the jersey?
I think they both do.
You think so? I think Messi got so many damn jerseys.
Unimpressed?
Yeah, I think he just leaves it in the damn locker room. Like, another damn athlete jersey.
Just gives it to this, like,
it's a bigger deal to meet Messi than it is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely. So I would think, I think you'd be like, damn, another damn jersey. Mm-hmm. Huh? All right. All right, Thelma, go put that in the trunk.
Did you see that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were at the hockey game last night?
I did, and that was the reason why they lost.
Oh, yeah, could be.
I don't know. They lost because they left the
Swiftie curse.
No, I don't believe in curses. Okay, I don't believe in them because they won a Super Bowl since they've been dating, right?
They lost, and they went to
and they lost one. So yeah. So I don't believe in that. But yeah, I saw them in there.
If the curse means you go to the Super Bowl, sign me up.
I saw them in there and everything. And the good thing about them is that you rarely see them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're low key and everything. I don't know if her tour's over or anything like that. Speaking of tour. My man Kendrick Lamar is on tour, Andy. And him and SZA, they are selling out and all those different things. And last night he was in Toronto.
That makes
one of
sense.
My favorite cities.
Yeah, big city.
Well, yeah, one of my favorite cities.
You're on a tour of major North American cities. You go to Toronto.
One of my favorite cities. But the guy who he dissed is from that country and that city.
That's right. That is Drake's hometown.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's a good point.
And
well, certainly the crowd was not
unless it was AI, they all said minor.
No,
and he's doing a stadium tour
in Toronto.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even his own hometown turned their backs on him.
And they went crazy.
It's a catchy song, man.
Hey, man.
It's a catchy song.
Damn.
That's gotta hurt.
I'm talking about Stein.
That's still not as bad as the Super Bowl halftime show, though, right? Like, that's got to be. Is it worse?
Yes.
That's now the number one worst thing.
That show's six. That's the six.
It's true.
And I'm like, ooh. Well, I wonder if Dylan can text me. Well, you know, Drake don't really mess with Toronto like that anyway.
In reality.
Yeah, that's how the
Drake.
Yeah, that's how the Drakers go.
Drake actually claims a Toronto suburb called.
That's how them Drakers go. Yeah.
Is he still winning? Drake's still winning? Okay. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's hear from AJ Terrell, Falcons defensive back. He was on with Dukes and Bell earlier this week as they were broadcasting live from Mandatory Minicamp, talking about getting this team into the playoffs. Such a tough place for him to be in to talk about that because it's like
he's from here,
and he's been on the teams that have missed.
Yeah,
so he has to talk about how those teams had belief too, but we've all seen it.
Yeah,
we know the reality of it. But then also, like, yes, we want to make the playoffs, but also anytime you ask a player about a team's goals, playoffs, fine, but they want to win a championship, so he's got to say that.
Right.
In the context of knowing that they haven't been in the playoffs, they've sniffed it.
Yeah, they were.
They controlled their own situation last year.
Yeah, man.
Said they beat the Commanders, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, first of all, you know how I feel about that guy right there. I love me some AJ Terrell. Good, just a hell of a football player, hell of a man. Great family, love whenever. And it's gonna be fun going up to training camp. Saw the training camp dates came out yesterday, and get a chance to be up there and obviously meet the fans. And you always get a chance to get to see his pops and his mom's just good people, man. But like when you've been here and you've been through all what he's been through, this is his third coach.
Yep.
You know, and so you get to a point where it's like he signed his money, he signed up, he's here for the long haul and things like that. And he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be one of the main responsibilities of getting this team over that hump,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, I mean, he's a leader on this team, and he's one of the best players at his position in the entire football league. But just talking about it ain't going to get nothing done.
Yeah, I mean, he's like one of the three known commodities on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Him, Jesse Bates, and Caden Ellis, right? I mean, that's
pretty
it.
Pretty much.
Everything else is a hope and a maybe and a all that.
Absolutely
flashes
correct.
And
absolutely
all that kind
correct.
Of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, 100%. Like, love the player, love what he's done. Would love to see this, and we say this about so many guys, would love to see him have the opportunity to actually play in some big-time games.
I mean, that's one of the things that I hated, and he's gone, and I'm so happy for him, but I just wanted to see Grady just do something, man.
Yeah.
I wanted him to do something for that brother, especially considering when they did do something, how dominant he was in that
game. Yeah, pretty much the best game he ever played was in the Super Bowl,
man.
And he had three sacks against Tom Brady. Yeah, man, I know.
I want it for these damn fans, man.
Yep.
Like, I love these damn Falcon fans. I mean, we talk about how funny they are and everything like that, but they hurt.
Funny,
ain't nothing happier than a Falcon.
Funny because they have to be.
Ain't nothing more fun than them damn Falcon fans, man. It's fun.
Yeah.
This city's, don't let this. They talk about all the cities and all the sports they want to. You let this damn football team win. Man, please.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to go be a party promoter and rent out a damn parking deck.
The amount of
have a party.
The amount of fun that would be had for the amount of time that it would be had for would be the biggest celebration certainly in the history, like sports history of this city. But like, I don't know that what other fan base ever, I'm sure when New Orleans won their Super Bowl, they went wild because that's a great party city and all that. But like, I don't know, man.
I mean, you think about
when is the Super Bowl? Like February 8th or something?
When the Saints won, they won it in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it was crazy down there. I mean, whoop. But just imagine how it was in New Orleans also. But yeah, I remember they won. Oh my God, Miami was so crazy that weekend. Dylan just texted back.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still.
I mean, what do you even say? What did he even say? Like,
it's freak. He still won the beef.
He still won the beef?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. But
that's okay.
Okay.
You know how young folks think.
You know what?
You know how young folks think.
Stick to your guns. Don't give up. All right. So yesterday we played a clip from Tua Tagovailoa saying that the culture had changed in
this
Miami.
This is crazy right here. This is somebody needs to get their ass fired.
Bradley Chubb.
Oh my God.
Who also plays with the Dolphins said last year when they said the culture had changed, they were lying.
But
the culture actually has changed now because last year they said it, but then didn't commit to the culture change, but now it actually has.
What? You know I love them. I love them damn Dolphins, man. You know I love them Dolphins. I will always die hard deep down love them damn Dolphins, man.
Of course.
But y'all need to shut the hell up.
That's a hilarious
y'all
thing
need
to
shut
say,
the
though.
Hell up, man.
Actually, because like, hey, Tua said the culture changed. You said that last year. He's like, yeah, I was lying about
it.
I was lying.
I was lying. I wasn't bought in.
It's just one of those things
I wasn't
said.
Bought in the fact they gave up 2 first-round picks for me, gave me an astronomical contract, and I'm always hurt. Well, whatever.
Antonio Brown wanted for attempted murder?
Yeah, man.
Not a headline you want to see.
No, I saw the video. It's a wild-ass video.
I haven't seen the video.
Yeah.
Like, of him attempting to murder?
I don't know what happened. All I see is him fighting. People, like, they were trying to snatch him up. He fought back, then ran with a gun. I heard a pow-pow, folks screaming and running. And everybody was streaming it instead of running from the bullet. Oh!
That's a good point.
Pew-pew! Look, with their camera in their face running. They're out here shooting. Hold on, let me get out of here. Like,
do people know that the live stream is not a bulletproof vest?
I don't think they do.
What were you going to say, Bo?
I don't think they do.
Okay.
But no, yeah, I don't know. I saw it this morning. I don't really pay no attention to that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he on some weird stuff and it makes fun of a situation where his brothers that played the same sport have murdered themselves for it and makes fun of it.
Yeah, so it's not very
really,
funny.
I don't really mess with
it. It's not very funny. Yeah, yeah, no. And generally, we sort of avoid the Antonio Brown
hold on real quick.
Absurd headlines, but wanted for murder kind of
rises. Did you hear about Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie? He donated $50 million to open the Lurie Autism Institute.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, man.
That's a hell of a thing.
Hell yeah, man. That is one of the things where you love people like that. He's always going to stay blessed from that, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Using all that money for a great cause.
Yeah.
$50 million to open the Lurie Autism Institute.
Beautiful.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little Father's Day coming up next. There's some more NFL stuff in there as well. Who knows? I don't know. Yesterday at 12:20, we talked about K-Swiss shoes and me going to court. So you never know what you're going to get coming up next. What I would do, though, for sure is don't go anywhere. That's the only thing I can guarantee is it's going to be good. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, it's Lily Bunker here, and thank you for listening to Randy and Andy every day. Happy Father's Day.
Who's Andy?
My dad is Andy.
And who's Randy?
Randy is Daddy's best friend and Uncle Randy. And I want to say something else.
Okay, one more thing.
And happy Father's Day. And I hope you like Father's Day. And enjoy your day.
Good
enjoy
job.
Your Father's Day, I mean.
Good.
But if that ain't your damn child, because of this reason right here. If you ever listen to yourself do your reads and everything, and you say, Andy Bunker here. She said Lily Bunker here.
I know.
She said. And that's the first thing I noticed.
And I didn't tell her
First thing I noticed when she said, it's Lily Bunker here.
Lily Bunker here.
I was like, oh. That is her daddy's damn. All the way when she said, it's Lily Bunker here.
You know what that's proof of? That's proof that she listens.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't know it sometimes. You wouldn't know it sometimes. That's the funniest part of this job, and I know that you have this sometimes as well, is like literally our job, our profession, is to get people to listen to us. Uh-huh. And we've been pretty good at it.
Yeah.
We've been pretty good. Like on a given day, there's hundreds of thousands of people listening to us. And then I go home, and two people that I literally fund their existence don't listen to me. Like, we can get hundreds of thousands of people to listen to us every day. Like, and they enjoy it. Like, it's something that they enjoy doing.
Right.
And then you go home to two people that would, you think most need to listen to you.
Yes.
Don't listen to a damn thing.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
So, don't worry
it's a little
about
ironic.
It. I'm over it.
It's a little ironic.
Yeah, I'm over it, man. I can't compete with the headphones. Because that's what I do. I mean, I know I'm not the only one who kids get in the car with headphones on. They get in the car with headphones on. Or you got to be like, where don't you have on headphones? Because your damn phone is too damn loud.
Oh.
One of the two. It's either one of those two. Either headphones or their phone's loud. So, yeah, I'm like, I don't worry about that no more.
Well, at least there's an excuse then if they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Because my kids don't have headphones in.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just pretend. It's just selective.
Oh, we have to listen to daddy again?
It's impressive how selective the hearing has gotten very early
well.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you heard that. But then I'll sneak something in there, too, just to check. It's like, hey, I'm going to grab some candy. Anybody want some? And then, here they come.
They will not listen to it. But kids more than likely, especially when they're that young, that trigger word. Candy is one of those trigger words.
Definitely.
And then it's like, okay, let's go get some.
Yeah. I'm not above, you know.
Bribing?
Not at all. I'm not above it. We talk about parenting on this show quite a bit. And like, you know, everybody's got this that they like and that they like. And everybody kind of has their own way of doing it and all that. But I'm not above bribing to get what I need sometimes. Like, I needed to get out of the house yesterday morning because I didn't want to be late to court. Right. You know? I don't want to run afoul of the law. So I needed to get them to that damn daycare on time. Sometimes they drag their feet. So I was like, all right, first person to get dressed gets candy in the car. They got dressed real fast.
That's pretty damn good right there.
And you know what? You know what's worked? The one thing that I didn't think would work, but Lily's so damn competitive, is if I really need her to get dressed fast, it's, hey, let's have a contest. Whoever wins, whoever gets a better outfit, whoever puts the better outfit on, gets a treat.
Right.
She always wins.
Of course.
Because her outfits are actually better than mine.
Okay.
But that's also, you know, that's the game. But she'll get dressed in 2 minutes. Otherwise, she'll pretend she doesn't know how to get dressed. And it's like, here I am putting socks on a person that puts their own socks on every single day.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just one of the things, you know, the older they get, it becomes money. So, keep it cute as long as you possibly can. Right. Keep it cute as long as you can, because eventually you're going to have to start paying out funds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
A mini Snickers bar is a lot cheaper than a Venmo request.
It damn sure is, dog. And so once those start coming in, and because they're so, because of the technology of where it is now, eventually they'll put Venmo on dollhouses.
I know.
They'll put Venmo. You don't have to have a phone to get Venmos.
Hey, we went to
put it on a dollhouse.
We went to a birthday party for a friend of hers a couple weekends ago, and they had a fridge. Their refrigerator had YouTube on it.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah. No, I've seen the
like, it had like a screen.
Yeah, the refrigerator with the TV on.
And the YouTube was playing Bluey on the fridge.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's a little too much.
I feel like you could get some water without seeing what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's a little too much. I want one of those see-through refrigerators, but, you know, that's a non-negotiable. But
how come?
Because she likes the stainless steel one.
Oh, those look
nice. I like it. It's cool. Yeah. I just want a clear one just to have one. But then you look like, do you want everybody to know what's in your refrigerator before they open the refrigerator?
Right. That's the thing about a clear refrigerator. Yeah. Like, it seems really cool.
Yeah.
As long as your fridge is clean.
But that's the thing. That was always the thing with, what's them shows? The MTV Crib show. Mm-hmm. And they would take and open a refrigerator. I ain't never. And I've been there. We've been blessed a long time, Andy. My refrigerator ain't never had stuff lined up. Like that. You have all the sodas lined up and all that crap. They ain't never in the history of life ever had nothing. Like I get the bottom tray in the refrigerator, though. That's where the bush goes, the upstairs bush. Mm-hmm. But that goes in there right there. But other than that, the fridge ain't downstairs. Put everything down there. Then I got Trick downstairs, so I got to drink in moderation because I hate walking them down the downstairs. So yeah, there's a cooler out back, so they'll go out there. But it's great. I think about refrigerator. Is there something? And I got a question because I'm so I have this. Is there something in your refrigerator that you have, or in your house cupboard or whatever, that you have so many of because you think every time you go to the store that you're out and you buy it?
Oh, yeah.
I have, Andy, 8 bottles of grated Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
I don't know why, because I cook a lot of our meals with it in there. But every time I go to the store or go to Instacart, I always order one thinking that I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I looked yesterday. There's 8 of them along with 3 full things of chicken broth and 2 full things of beef broth because I always buy them thinking that I don't have any.
I don't know if anybody in the Atlanta metro area outside of like Mexican restaurants have more black beans than we do.
Right.
Every time she goes to the store, I got some extra black beans too. And I was like, good. We have a lot.
Yeah.
So we didn't need any more.
Dude.
But just in case, like in case there's a black bean emergency, we're good. We're set on them. I swear to God, I'll send you a picture after the show. I bet we have 30 cans of black beans.
Really?
Right now. Yeah. Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe we might need them. Might want to put them in something.
Do y'all eat beans that much?
Clearly not. Otherwise, we wouldn't have 30 cans of them in the cupboard. Oh,
y'all eat beans like that?
Yeah, no. That's the thing that we have. I don't know.
I was just curious.
Just mix them in.
I was just curious. I'm like, damn, another one. And they ain't the regular ones. They the big full ones. You know, and so I got to do, maybe cook more stuff that requires grated cheese.
Yeah,
that's just one of the problems that I have. And then her the cutesy little the LaCroix.
Mm.
You know, she got a LaCroix mixed up with the Bush the other day, man. It was almost a scene. Because you know, I'd be grabbing blindly. You know, I'd be grabbing blindly, and it was right there. And I was like, oh, whoa, what's this pinky thing?
Yeah, that'd be a real. That's
just soda water, too. Would you have been more upset?
Well, was that a scene?
More upset if you drank soda water or more upset if you drank a Truly by mistake?
Yeah, what if there was accidentally a White Claw?
Because at least Truly has alcohol in it.
Well, I don't have to worry about that because my wife doesn't drink those.
She doesn't.
No, my wife does not drink those. So there would never be a mix up in there.
Okay.
But it was a mix up when she put a LaCroix.
But like, say you were at a party or something and the Bushes got put in a cooler, just a community cooler.
Yes.
Now, this won't happen either because Randy literally brings his own cooler when he comes to parties. But we have to paint. Paint some sort of hypothetical here, all right? And there's the Bushes, and they're under the ice, and you're grabbing blindly because you're just having a good time.
Right.
And you grab one out, and it's a like a black cherry Truly. Mm-hmm. And you just crack it, pop it back, and bow.
I would never do that.
Oh.
I always look before I put anything in my mouth. You know, so I was out there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I always have to worry about
it. Good life motto.
The only time we had that was we almost had a scene, but it wasn't that good. That time we had a party, and it was mostly her people. Came over, and you know, they're young kids and everything. Come over, and they have all the little fruity drinks. And you know, we got the big white cooler that's sitting there in the back, you know, and put all the stuff in there. And the young lady's like, where can I put these at?
And you said, in the garbage.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said.
You wanted to.
I said, hold on, I will go get you something. And so I went down in the basement into the storage unit, and we have those filing cabinets with the plastic drawers on it, the plastic see-through drawers.
Oh, yeah.
I went and got one of those drawers. I put ice in there, and I gave it to her.
Huh.
And I was like, you can put them right there.
Just keep them away from the
other
stuff.
Yeah, you can't put That's real drinks right there. That's real drinks right there.
Don't let it contaminate.
Yeah, don't let it contaminate.
The beers everybody's trying to drink.
Because a lot of
here.
Times when you have a bunch of beers or in a drinks in a cooler, sometimes one of them are like a pop or something.
That can happen.
Yeah, and I don't want it on the rim of my beer.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
You don't want to accidentally even just get a tiny little sip.
Get a little sip of that black cherry.
In that little part of the top of the beer that catches the extra.
That happens.
And then you kind of hit the right before you take your next one.
I don't want that. You don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
But but that's just, I'm evolving because I could have said, throw that in trash. But I didn't say that.
So we did kind of what was on the show sheet because it was kind of just talk about Father's Day. But usually, like, you know, I don't know what percentage of what Abe writes on the show sheet we say. But I just want to read this one because it's on the show sheet and people need to know that this was written, printed, and put in front of us.
Yes.
Are you scared of clowns?
Why the hell would I be scared? Why the hell would I be scared of a clown? I know people that are scared of clowns.
Are you?
Why would I be scared of a clown?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I ain't scared.
I'm not scared of clowns.
What was the point of putting...
I thought you were going to go with the vampire zombie werewolf one. That
we can
you
ask
couldn't
that
believe
too.
That one
What
was
do
on
you
there.
Believe in more? Vampires, zombies, werewolves, or ghosts?
Ghosts, because we got ghosts at the crib.
I do believe in
ghosts. Yeah, we got ghosts at the crib.
Yeah, I do think
I don't
we
believe
have
in werewolves. I don't believe in vampires.
I'm not scared of them anymore,
But I'm not scared of nothing, but no, I'm not scared of clowns.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, this is Kai McMichael. Thank you so much for listening to My Dad Randy and for tuning in to the Andy and Randy Show every day from 11 to 2. Happy Father's Day and go dogs.
My baby.
Man. She sounded like she could be doing voiceover work.
Dude.
Like that sounded so professional.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to college.
Yeah.
Oh, but people don't sound
but not everybody
like
can
that
talk.
On the radio.
She's in college.
She sounds very good on very
she's
polished.
Well, she's acting.
She's sharp. She's an
all
actor.
The acting,
act,
yeah.
She's an actress and all that. My gal is sharp, man. And then Samson's like, I don't want to do it this year. Let Kai do it.
Couldn't be bothered.
That was Samson. Yeah, he said, let Kai do it. I don't want to
so
do it this year.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, because he's coming this year.
Right,
yeah, because Kai came to the dinner last year.
Right, right.
And so he's going this year. So he's like, well, tell Kai to do it. I was like, all right.
And so Sammy did it last
yes.
year, right? He
yes.
did the voiceover yes. last year. And obviously, he's at that age. If he does it next year,
yes.
he's going to sound like a different person.
Dude, he
like
sounds,
his voice
like
sounds
his voice
different.
Is changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, and I think that was always my mother's, her thing, her line to me when I was getting older as a young man. I don't think because that voice change don't mean nothing. All right, because you know what? You know what a jab to the throat can do? Take it down. Yes, ma'am.
It's not where I thought you were going with that.
It ain't worth it, dog. My mama tried to always make sure, no matter what was going on with me, that she would always let you know that she could hurt you. She would always let you know.
I was going to say, it's got to sound, because you know, like it happens pretty quickly.
Yes.
And maybe like, and this might not be true for Samson, but it might be true for other kids where like, your voice is changing a little faster than you're actually maturing,
yes.
you know? So all of a sudden, you're kind of whining at your parents about something. But
yes, you sound like a damn
sound like
baby.
A grown up.
Yeah, it's like a damn baby. Or more.
You're whining more. In a deep-ass voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, like, you need to grow up, man. Or grow up to your voice. Or something like because I need to start picking at that man, brother, because that's his brother, and I'm sure he loves it. But, like, Anthony DeRisha's little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sounding like that.
The young
like,
man has a deep Barry White.
Like, it is tone.
Baritone voice.
Yeah, it is tone. Like, he sounds like Blue from Temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. He, that's what he sounds
He's way
like.
Down there.
He's way down there, yeah, man.
He's but, a couple octaves lower.
But if we had like a Temptation male group, right?
Yeah,
us four. Like, I would want to, which one would you want to be? In the Temptation, like. I would want to be David Ruffin.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
But I could settle for Blue.
I would like, want to be Blue. That's huh? what I would
you
want to
be. You want to be Blue?
Yeah, I want to be the bass.
Would Bo or A be Eddie Kendricks?
I think that's probably Bo.
Bo be Eddie Kendricks, and then we'll let A be Otis.
I think so.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. So, yeah.
I think that's right.
We'll let A be Otis.
Now, I do want, right. you know, and this just if we do this, and hopefully we do someday, I want to be the one that gets to do, not all of them, but I want to do some of the little talking parts. You know, like when in Boys to Men,
right.
when
is it Michael?
Michael McCrary,
is it Michael,
I think, is that
yeah,
his
Michael,
name?
Yeah.
The, like the deep voice guy
yeah.
would do like the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm here for you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That
yeah.
kind of stuff.
And that's
I want
what
to do
I'm
that.
Like, we can do that. We can do that. But like.
By the way, that one. Is one of the worst all-time talking parts in an R&B song ever. When
you're
he's like,
crazy.
I knew you were cheating on me. I knew you were leaving.
Oh, I thought you meant like the part.
All those nights you went out. I knew what you were doing. End of the road, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, oh.
I like, dude, you sound ridiculous.
I mean, they all were kind of, I love the song, don't get me wrong.
I love it, too.
I remember,
oh, it's a great song.
I remember when Boomerang came out and that part where he was him and old girl, they were sitting in, ding, ding. Yeah, I remember that part. But I still, to this day, think it's one of the softest damn songs ever.
I love
because
song.
Of the fact this man was talking just like that.
Yeah,
you all those nights that you went out with that other fella, baby. I
knew
about
you,
it.
I knew about
I
it, but
care.
I didn't care.
What did you care about then?
Yeah, what are we talking
what
about?
What are you
here?
Talking about, dog?
What? exactly are we talking about?
And then why ain't that in the road? No, the road has been in it.
Yeah, the road's over.
The road is over.
The road is long over.
No, you took a damn. You took the detour too.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's again. Love
it's a great
the song.
Song.
Great song.
Great song.
Great song.
But soft ass meeting.
You listen closely to that message.
That man said,
like, what's going on here,
baby?
Is this a get you back song?
That man
like,
said,
what?
Baby,
I don't want you back.
I knew about it. I just didn't care.
I just
don't understand how much I love you.
I love you.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Come back.
Who was your daddy?
Come back.
Yeah, who's your damn daddy? Come back. Please.
Yeah, you Please. Can. No, you're not coming back.
Lost your damn
But anyway, that's I want to do one of those.
Okay, we got you.
Okay, good.
We got you.
Just so long as we're good on that
We
one.
Got you.
Hey, U.S. Open week is here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship coverage in Atlanta. We got J.J. Spahn still leading. He hasn't teed off yet. Tees off in about 5 minutes. Nobody's been able to catch him, though. He's at 4-under. Sam Burns, 3-under for the tournament, 5-under for the day. So he's having the best round out there. Victor Hovland, 3-under for the day, 2-under for the tournament. So getting some more recognizable names at the top.
Yeah.
I would imagine by the end of the day today,
yeah.
you're going to know most of the names. All right. That is brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations. Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. By Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. By Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone. And by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's U.S. Open coverage all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Come to my bed.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Life is not without controversy. So let me set the stage for you right quick. Number one seeded Buford Wolves, who pretty much just win everything in Gwinnett County and a lot of state championships as well. The number five seeded Norcross Blue Devils. We scratch and claw for everything we get, and we earn it.
Yeah, get it out of the mud.
We're playing the number one seed last night in the Tri-County Tournament. Now, this is the tournament that does feed into Braves Country baseball, softball at Truist Park in and around Cobb County. Could lead to another tournament over there.
Yeah, this is the path towards playing at
Correct.
Truist.
Yep.
Right.
So we have to take on the number one seed last night. We are bottom of the third inning. We allow them to take the lead by two runs, get to the top of the fourth. We score all five runs that we are allowed to score in the top of the fourth. That brings Buford up to bat in the bottom of the fourth. Time has expired at this point. So all we have left is the bottom of the fourth. Either we hold them to three outs or they win the game. All right. So we get an out by strikeout. We get another batter up and get two strikes on her. So we're in the bottom of the last inning. Time's expired.
Game over.
One out recorded.
Game
two
over.
Strikes on the next hitter.
You're winning.
And the bottom falls
and
out.
Y'all are winning.
Right.
We
and then,
just
everybody
get
it, saw
it dumped on
Yeah, the weather went
us.
Nuts
Oh,
yesterday.
My goodness gracious. Did not stop. The
yeah.
field's probably still underwater.
Yeah.
So the decision is made that we're going to pick this game up right where it left off this evening, 6 o'clock. Buford City Parks has been kind enough to let us use their field so that it doesn't interfere with any other games going on at North Gwinnett, which has been a great host for this tournament, by the way. And now all of a sudden it turns out that the scorebook's missing.
How's the scorebook missing? Y'all remember the score, right?
So it was rainy.
Okay.
People are confused and running around. Traffic sucks. I get it. But the scorebooks are supposed to be turned into the umpires or to the officials of the tournament after every game.
Who's,
now, this game did not finish.
Who was keeping it?
Oh, that's going to be the home team, Andy.
Okay.
I'm not saying
fishy.
The scorebook's not going to turn up. I'm not saying that the scorebook's been pencil whipped by any stretch of the imagination. Because let's hope that it hasn't. People are honest these days for the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's just missing in general just kind of raises some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank the goodness that.
Questions like?
I don't know.
Where is it?
Is it being pencil whipped?
Is someone cheating?
Are we going to lose an out in two strikes?
Yeah.
And have to get all. Now, look, I got all the faith in the world in my girls that we will record all three outs if that's what we have
well,
to do.
All you got to do is record two. Right.
Well, we should only have to record two,
yeah,
but if there's no scorebook, there's no way for us to prove.
What if somebody took that eraser to that scorebook?
Yes. Now, thankfully, Coach Getz, who works across the street at the AJC, did take a picture of the scoreboard. And I've got GM Jessica on the line, like, ready to make a call into the radio station right now to fight the cause against
so you
the
got,
man.
Sounds like you got, like, a pretty good case.
Well, we have a great case, but we don't have the official scorebook.
Man,
so it all depends
that.
On what the official
man,
scorebook
let's
says.
Not, let's not get to fight them.
If and when it's found.
So why do you need the scorebook if you know the score? And the outing.
We even have a picture of the score, but that does, I mean,
because there's
an official scorebook, and it has to be recorded in the official scorebook for it to count.
So if you can't find it, then you got to start the game over?
Oh, no, that's not happening. No, we all know what inning it was.
Right.
And apparently their coaches know what inning it was. Wow. They're just kind of loopy on how many outs there were in there.
All right, well.
Get the hell out of here.
This is a good cliffhanger.
Hold on. We got to get sorted. Get the hell out of here. Are the other coaches saying they can't remember how many outs it was?
Rumor has it, at least one coach has said that there were zero outs.
Oh.
Wow. Right.
Now, I'll get more to the bottom of this after, you know, we get off the air a little bit
right,
later.
Right, of course.
Not,
of so. Course. I just, man, like.
That's some bull jive.
Just, you know.
I even have a text message from when I text y'all
Be
in the
careful.
Rain in
of
my
course.
Car.
No, we have proof. Y'all never believe what just
we
happened.
Have, we
There's
have proof. You texted,
all
like, you texted
kinds
last
of different
night.
Layers
yes.
of proof of what happened. Yeah, let's, all right.
You texted just last night.
Be careful. Don't do anything you're going to regret.
No, man, I'm not that guy. Like, I got to lead by example.
I know.
I'm still coaching 10 and 11-year-olds. I'm not going to go up there and curse at somebody and
sometimes
know, kick dirt.
Drastic you know. Times call for drastic measures.
Yeah.
Just don't get in trouble. We only need one of us going to court per week.
Yeah,
okay?
Real?
All right, let's get to some sports jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a lightning round. Andy.
Randy.
In NHL history, only one father-son duo has...
Andy. Brett and Bobby Hull.
That is correct. Andy off to a 1-0 lead. Which father-son duo in NBA history has the most combined career points? Randy.
Kobe and Jelly Bean.
That is incorrect. They are second.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
Is it LeBron and Bronny?
That is correct. They passed him.
Just because LeBron,
year.
You know. Yeah.
62 points, I think, Bronny has added
right?
to the total.
Okay.
3,000 more than Kobe and Jelly Bean, 4,000 more than Dell and Steph.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which MLB father-son duo each hit over 50 home runs? Randy.
I don't know. I'm going to say Griffey and his dad.
That is incorrect.
Good.
Each hit over 50 home runs in a season and ended their career with an identical.
Dude, why do we keep getting this damn question?
The Fielders.
Yes.
All right.
The Fielders. Cecil
it's
and
like the fourth
I don't
prince.
Have a lot of Father's Day got Father's question. Day stuff
it is.
Here.
It is amazing, though, that they finished yes. their careers with the same amount of home runs.
Did
that
they have the same
amazing.
Andrew? Because I know Junior had the Nick, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question. Prince Fielder was so fun for, like, I don't know how long. Three years, however long it was. But it was awesome.
Butch May was on the 1968 Olympic team, and his daughter, Misty, was a three-time medalist in which summer game sport?
Beach volleyball.
Volleyball is correct.
No clue.
Carrie Walsh, Griffey's, and Misty May trainer.
Yes, correct. The Griffey's and LeBron and Bronny, famously father-son duos that have played together. Which hockey dad played with two of his sons, Marty and Mark, at the same time,
Randy.
On the same line for Hartford. Did I hear Randy?
Oh, he said Hartford. Oh.
In 1980.
Oh, I almost cussed. Howe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Gordie Howe played with Marty and Mark Howe with the Hartford squad in 1980.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar was a proud father yesterday. Probably a proud father every day, but proud father yesterday when
Some
his daughter.
You're more proud than others.
Daughter Maya won a track and field individual championship. Randy.
She is a shot putter, right?
That is correct. Yeah. The only one over 19 meters yesterday. Which football father, whose son is a collegiate high jumper, had 24.
Randy.
Randall
Cunningham.
That is incorrect.
And is Randy. It's him.
Of course it's Randy.
Damn!
It's Randy McMichael.
And Andy's the winner.
Damn.
Yeah. But you know what, though?
What's the question? What's the damn question?
Which football father whose son is a collegiate high jumper had 24 career touchdown receptions in the NFL?
Damn. I thought you were going to do that. Because Randall Cunningham's son is a world-class
high jumper. Yeah, Vashti is a very good high jumper.
That's a good.
But it was
whatever,
you. It was
man.
You.
Good opportunity for you to tell
you
a cool story.
But you can't take mine, man, because I'm telling you, when there's never like my Father's Day has got off to the best start ever. One, because I'm a father to these wonderful kids. But my son got officially put on scholarship yesterday at West Georgia, and I was so excited. I almost wrecked going up 85 because he calls me and says, Dad, I got something to tell you. I was like, oh, hell. And he tells me this, that my boy's on scholarship up there at West Georgia. So I'm just
that's
proud as
beautiful.
Hell of that kid.
That's beautiful.
He worked his ass off to get to where he is, and I just appreciate everybody up there.
Congratulations
right.
to Isaiah.
Yeah, man. But damn it, I thought it was Randall Cunningham.
That's so awesome that the answer was Randy and you didn't get it right. That's like a pretty humble deal to, like, not even, yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.